And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of July 19th. This week in 1966, Frank Sinatra married Mia Farrow, in Las Vegas. Manager George Treadwell fired all the members of the Drifters this week in 1958 and replaced them immediately with the members of the group called the Five Crowns, who were no longer the Five Crowns. They were christened again as the New Drifters, although they weren't called new. They were just the Drifters. In 1954 this week, Sun Records released the very first Elvis Presley single, That's All Right, Mama. The Beatles signed a German recording contract with producer Bert Kempfert as the Beat Brothers in 1961. In 1971, the Carpenters' summer TV series debuted this week with guest Mark Lindsay. Badfinger signed with Apple Records this week in 1968, they called themselves at the time the Ivies. The Sun Records studio in Memphis, Tennessee was designated a National Historic Landmark this week in 2003. In 1955, Chuck Berry's very first single, Maybelline, was released by Chess Records. The film version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band that starred Peter Frampton, the Bee Gees, and George Burns debuted in New York City this week in 1978, and a few days later in Los Angeles, California. I was at that screening in L.A. The Ritchie Valens biographical movie La Bamba opened nationwide in the United States this week in 1987. In 1956, songwriter Mike Stoller, who co-wrote Hound Dog and many, many other songs with his writing partner, survived the sinking of the ship Andrea Doria in the Atlantic Ocean. Sadly, 51 others were not as fortunate as Mike Stoller. Crosby, Stills, and Nash added Neil Young to the group at a concert at the Fillmore East in New York City this week in 1969. Filming began on Elvis Presley's movie Flaming Star this week in 1960. In 1973, Mary Wilson from the Supremes was given a day in her honor in her own hometown of Detroit, Michigan. In the studio, Johnny Rivers began recording Poor Side of Town this week in 1966. Also in 66, the Monkees recorded their TV theme song, Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. In 1969, the Beatles began recording Come Together. And in 67, the Monkees were in the studio again. A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You was what was on session that day. The first recording session happening in Winnipeg, Manitoba in 1963 was by Neil Young, his very first recording session. The Beatles began recording While My Guitar Gently Weeps with Eric Clapton on lead guitar as the guest lead guitarist. That happened in 1966. And Connie Francis was in the studio. She recorded My Heart as a Mind of Its Own this week in 1960. Lots of birthdays for you. Sue Thompson is turning 95. George Hamilton IV, born this week in 1937. Vicky Carr is 80. Carlos Santana, 73. John Lodge from the Moody Blues is 75. Buddy Knox, born this week in 1933. Cat Stevens is 72. Rosie Hamlin from Rosie and the Originals, born this week in 1945. Kay Starr was born in 1922. Producer Kim Fowley, who recorded such hits as Alley-Oop, Nut Rocker, and he was a member of the Runaways, he was born this week in 1939. Plaz Johnson, the great studio sax player on such hits as The Purple People Eater, My Special Angel, and The Great Pretender, and many others, he's 89 this week. Bobby Sherman is 77. Thomas Wayne, born in 1941. Don Henley from the Eagles is 73. Chuck Jackson, 83. Estelle Bennett from the Ronettes, born this week in 1944. Tony Joe White, born in 1943. David Essex is turning 73. Bert Convy, who sang with the Cheers before becoming a game show host, born this week in 1934. Bruce Woodley from the Seekers and co-writer with Paul Simon of Red Rubber Ball for the Circle is turning 78. Steve Goodman, born in 1948. Walter Brennan, born in 1894. And rounding up the birthdays for this week, Phil Upchurch is turning 79. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of July 19th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
treasure island oldie.